Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Somali Islamic militants caught up with Pastor Muhammad Ali Garaz in Ethiopia and beat him severely. 5 years ago, Garaz fled Somalia for refuge in Ethiopia after increasing threats. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains why this attack is so unsettling.
They're not just leaving it back home. They're taking it wherever they find these people that have converted to Christ from an Islamic background.
The strongest course of action is prayer.
We need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in Somalia that they will be strong and that the Lord will give them wisdom on how to share the gospel.
Next, a Muslim background Christian is in jail following false cattle theft charges. Compass Direct reports 41-year-old Abul Hossein was arrested on August 21st. Christian villagers say Hossein was the victim of dirty tricks by influential Muslims. They claim it was another man with the same name who's guilty. Hossein came to Christ in 2007 and has faced threats by local Muslims. Reports say some 150 villagers went to police to request he be released. Pray God uses the situation to bring others to himself. And you feel the pull towards the mission field, but you're not real sure in what capacity? Well, join Wycliffe Bible Translators in Operation Mobilization in their Spectrum program and spend a year aboard an OM ship and another year with Wycliffe. President and CEO of Wycliffe USA, Bob Creason, says this gives young people from 19 to 26 a chance to explore missions. Why is it called Spectrum?
These opportunities that are offered in Wycliffe USA as well as in OM USA, it just gives young people a spectrum of opportunities to consider in terms of what God might be doing in their lives.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or simply click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.